On the northern side of the terminal, a solitary machine that looks like a big dinosaur with massive jaws tears apart the building in big bites, while a water truck hoses down debris to control the dust. There's been no explosions, no big building collapse. Demolition of Terminal A has been measured, methodical, and for good reason, says Deputy Director Justin Meyer.
This project is taking place in an active airfield, and so explosions and flying concrete and debris isn't something that's necessarily conducive to airfield operations.
The innards of the building are strewn about the site. We walk past a huge boiler, dented and laying on its side. A tangled mess that in its former life was an escalator, and dozens of piles of rebar that look like oversized tumbleweeds. Demo so far has been pretty efficient. Less than a month after starting on the main terminal building, about a third of the horseshoe has been reduced to rubble, which is now being sorted to recycle. Ray Lawton is overseeing demolition and construction of the new terminal.
From soup to nuts, I'll be here from the beginning to the end of the project.
Lawton says sorting the debris actually takes more time than tearing the building down.
It's similar to like a Jenga set. Building it up, pushing it over is real quick, but sorting those pieces and putting those pieces in the box takes a little longer and a little tedious.
But Lawton says it's important to resell and recycle these materials, especially if the airport wants to be LEED certified as a green building.
It creates a better environment, plus that also generates dollars for the project instead of throwing it in the trash or a dumpster.
Meyer says everything will be recycled. The escalators, the rebar.
Even the concrete that is coming up will condense into smaller pieces to be able to use as fill around the airport and the project site in particular.
Clear on the other end of the horseshoe, where more of the terminal has come down, the sorting is more sophisticated. A giant magnet hovers above several piles of debris, sucking up the iron and dropping it into a different pile. A truck hauls a load of metal to a nearby scrapyard. All of this is happening just a few hundred feet from Terminal B, which is separated by just a barbed wire fence.
So you get the sounds of the airfield next to a live, active construction site, which, like I say, is not usually normal.
Watching the huge concrete structure that is Terminal A crumble in the jaws of an excavator is exciting, but for many it's also bittersweet. Meyer says he gets a lot of requests for pieces of the terminal and pieces of the signature blue terrazzo floor, a chunk of concrete he can easily fulfill, but the city's still figuring out what to do with all that terrazzo. Right now, it's sitting in boxes in storage. Even as he talked about how much better a new terminal will be, Meyer acknowledged fond memories at this terminal.
Particularly, I remember flying to see my girlfriend, who's now my wife, and I remember sitting in one of the gates in Terminal A and watching a Western Pacific plane taxi past.
This terminal, after all, has been a place for happy reunions and tearful departures, a place that tells you you're home or the beginning of a new adventure. Meyer and Lawton expect Terminal A to be demolished by the end of the summer. But even with weeks of demolition ahead, the beginning of a new terminal is starting to appear. Walking to the very edge of construction, a wide white line painted on the ground stretches almost all the way to Terminal B. And cut into the middle of it is the outline of a new terminal. That terminal is set to open in 2023. I'm Lisa Rodriguez.